A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely that the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly earlier. When you read this, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to human beings in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Of this I became a minister by the gift of God's grace that was granted to me in accordance with the exercise of his power. To me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery, hidden from ages past in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the church, to the principalities and authorities in the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom you have boldness of we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. The word of the Lord. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "You can be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let this house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is that faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him to the place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accordance with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. So I just love the Gospel because God talks about beating us, and who gets the biggest beating and who gets the less of a beating, right? And it comes down to whom more is given, more is expected. I remember, 50 years ago almost now, 45, that I was with my grandmother and I was just applying to seminary and I was going through all kinds of hoops and whether they were going to accept me or not. And she says, "To whom more is given, more is expected, Larry." She used to always throw these things at me. And again, as a priest, to whom more is given, more is expected. but to all of us who have come to know the love of God, to whom more is given, more is expected. So what does that mean? It says that the person was supposed to take the food and give it to others. That God, who has blessed all of us, has blessed us again, not for ourselves. Any blessing you waste on yourself or I waste on myself, we're going to get beaten for severely. We are called to share the blessings God has given us and give them away. So then we won't get beaten severely. But God is being clear. You know, we play games with God. This is what you got to do. This is what God tells us he wants. If you have been blessed, bless others. So today, we should spend the day blessing others the way we have been blessed. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.